This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. 21 NFL Hall of Famers, including Eric Dickerson, Jim Brown, Jerry Rice, Joe Namath, and others, told the NFL they would boycott future induction ceremonies unless health insurance and a share of revenues goes to former players. Secret hospital contracts with insurers allow hospitals to hide prices from consumers, add fees, and discourage use of less expensive rivals, according to reviews of contracts by the Wall Street Journal. In Louisiana, research by the Southern Poverty Law Center has found that blacks are three times more likely to be arrested for marijuana violations than whites in New Orleans, six times more likely in Baton Rouge, more than two times more likely in Shreveport. In tech startups, women employees own 42 cents for every dollar that men make, and women tech startup founders own 39 cents of every dollar of equity a male founder owns. Researchers estimate that about 41 million Americans lived on 100-year floodplains, which are areas with a 1% chance of flooding in any given year. The 1946 Rescission Act reneged on the American promise to offer citizenship and veterans benefits to Filipino soldiers who fought for the U.S. in World War II. Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Group has committed $5 million to bailing out women and teenagers from Rikers Prison in New York, saying the bail amounts are discriminatory and that the cost of incarceration could be better spent elsewhere. SeaWorld and its former CEO have agreed to pay $5 million in a settlement with the SEC on having defrauded investors by claiming the documentary Blackfish about a whale killing his trainer had no impact on their business. Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks agreed to pay $10 million in donations to women's groups as a result of an NBA investigation of problems of sexual harassment at the club that went back for decades. Universal life insurance policies are backfiring on many elderly retirees as premiums rise to tens of thousands of dollars a year for some policies. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190, Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.